Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Our own Sinead Ryan, presenter of The Home Show and consumer columnist at the Irish Independent, is with me here on the line today to talk about inheritance. Sinead, most people think of inheritance and leaving inheritance to their loved ones when they pass away. Why should they consider leaving it to them when they're alive?
Well, I suppose you get the kudos a little bit early while your kids are still around. Maybe they'll be a little bit nicer to you, invite you around for Sunday dinner and give you access to the grandchildren, Andrea.
So you're buying your way.
Why not? But an awful lot of people, older people, especially when they arrive at the point of retirement and maybe for the first time in their life, they have a lump sum from a pension or they're considering downsizing their home and freeing up a little bit of cash. They love the idea of being able to gift some of it away a little bit early rather than waiting until they've passed away. We're living longer lives. We know that now than ever before. So in fact, very often your children are themselves in their 60s by the time they inherit. And we know how many children are on the, you know, trying to get on the property ladder, adult children in their 20s and 30s and beyond. And some parents do believe that, look, if I can help them out while I'm still alive, well, then why not?
You see, I know before the barrage of messages start coming into us now, just to state, Sinead, at the very outset of this, people do not have to gift or leave inheritance to their children when they're dead or alive. It's not something that they have to do. But if they wish to do so, like I know from the texts coming in since we mentioned this at the start of the programme, like a lot of our listeners like to do, if they do wish to give something to their children or to their nieces or nephews or grandchildren or whatever it is, are there as many benefits to doing that when you're still alive?
There's no particular benefit to do it. And I do hear this all the time, Andrea, that, you know, that some people will say, well, look, if I get the money now, then there's no tax payable or it'll save on inheritance tax later. Now, that's just simply not true. Gifts and inheritances all come in under the same tax rule, which is called capital acquisitions tax, and it's a cumulative rule. So, for instance, while a child, an adult child, is entitled to inherit €400,000 from parents tax-free, which is very generous, that has to take into account any and all gifts they received in their lifetime from that parent. So it's not a separate benefit. And to your point that they don't have to do it and they're not entitled, you're absolutely correct. I would be very wary of telling people to gift away money that they themselves may want in their elder years. And might need, and they may want it for healthcare, for nursing home care, for future-proofing their home, buying another car, eking out their pension. There's loads and loads of reasons to not give away your money early. It's really important that you pay yourself first. That whole principle of looking after yourself, you worked hard for it, the money is there for you. And really, you should only consider gifting during your lifetime if you can really afford it. It's surplus money and everything else has been covered off. And children, it often comes as a big surprise to them, I must say, that there is no legal entitlement for children to inherit anything from their parent.
Yeah, so the recipients are surprised to hear this?
Well, they are, because I think people feel, oh, when mummy or daddy dies, I'm entitled to this or that,
the house,
a family
or
home,
whatever,
or
yeah,
a share of thing. That's absolutely not true. There is only one relationship which cannot be dissolved in an inheritance, and that's your spouse. It's called the legal right share, and it's only a legal spouse is entitled to receive something from their spouse in inheritance. So gifting or inheriting anything is at the behest of a parent and entirely within their control. So we do have to be a little bit careful about, you know, older people maybe being coerced or, you know, seduced into making lifetime gifts that they can't afford. So that's the first principle. And thereafter, it is, of course, possible to make gifts in their lifetime. And lots of people like to do it.
Yeah, just we'll get to the listener stories in a moment. 1800 453 106 is the number. A lot of people actually getting in touch about this today. The other side of it, Sinead, is like to tell our listeners, do you know what? It's your money. You've worked damn hard for it. Go and enjoy it. Take that holiday to Barbados. Buy yourself a new car. Do whatever the hell you want with it. Spend it on yourself.
Indeed. I speak, as you know, Andrea, to financial advisors all the time as part of my job. And I, one of my favorite sayings is from one of them who will often advise older people, people coming in 65 and beyond with pension lump sums. And he's always saying, spend the money. Mm. His view is, if you don't fly first class, your son-in-law will. And that is the truth.
Brilliant. Yeah, you're only leaving the money to your daughter for her and the husband to go and spend it. They'll be sitting up turning left at the top of the plane. That's brilliant. Emails lunchtimelivenewstalk.com. Sinead, stay with me for a moment. Cleona's with us on the line. Cleona, what's your experience?
Well, not a very good one, Andrea. And this is all down to the government and the revenue. Personally, without going into too many details, my mother passed in 2014. And the amount that one could inherit then, Sinead may correct me, but as far as I can recall, was 240,000 per child, which one could say is quite a lot of money. But now, if she had died this year, it would have been 400,000. You know, it's a big chunk, 160,000. Yeah. And the other point I would like to make is that really, as Sinead has said there, it's your money. And the government, now, again, I'm not sure if it's 30% or 33% or more, is entitled to anything over the threshold. So once you've got your 400 grand, everything else is taxable. So, you know, why? And then you look at capital gains tax, you're taxed on that, income tax, the wonderful value added tax at 23% or 13%. I mean, that's all going to the government.
Yeah, it's, and you often hear, Cleona, of, you know, real horror stories where somebody has maybe left the family home, which now due to property prices is above that threshold. I thought it was over 330. I thought the figure before 400,000 was 335. Sinead might correct me on that if I'm wrong. But with house prices, a lot of people have been left homes valued at over 400,000 and then they're caught short trying to make up the money to pay the tax on it. Sinead, like, what is what's the best advice for people in that situation?
Okay, well, first of all, the 400,000 is only a recent designation. It used to be lower than that. Yeah. However, it has been as high as 525,000 over the years. So this is a determination that's made in the budget each year, although there were years where it wasn't touched at all. So the current tax-free threshold for a Class A disowner, Group A disowner, which is a parent to a child, is 400,000. Now, I would temper that by saying that capital acquisitions tax, inheritance tax, is paid only by a very, very small minority of people. So, I mean, if you have a family, say, of four kids and a plethora of grandchildren, and you write your will carefully and thoughtfully, you could leave assets up to 2 million euros or more, and nobody pays tax on that. So it's about how you're kind of, you are tax avoidant, which is not the same as tax evasion, of course. But where you plan your will and you plan the distribution of your assets and your wealth, I mean, you'll find that inheritance tax only is applied in a very small number of cases. Now, it is disproportionate to people living in Dublin and singletons, single children, because clearly house prices are far higher and they are receiving the entire asset in a lot of cases. Now, some people might say, well, pity about you. Aren't you getting the whole house?
You're getting more than you had.
And there isn't. Exactly. And look, revenue, that the capital gains, that the tax for capital acquisitions tax, the tax rate is 33%. So it's a third of anything over that threshold. Now, look, I mean, that is a wealth tax, and how society feels about that, you'll find obviously wealthy people feel differently about it than poorer people. But it has contributed a great amount in terms of making gifts during lifetime to house deposits, for instance. So it's only wealthy people that can afford to do this. So, you know, there'd be a whole chunk of society saying, that's fair. Mm. That's what's supposed
to happen.
They
should absolutely pay something on it. Stay with us. Karina's on the line. Karina, you have a couple of adult children, is that right?
I do, that's right, yeah.
And how? What's your view on this?
Well, I think, you know, there's been some very valid points made that you have to ensure that you have some left yourself. But I do think that nowadays they need a hand up as much as they can now, you know, just with housing and everything else. If you are in a position to give some of it now, I think you should, just to get them a start, because, you know, it's grand living on, but you don't want your own kids in their 50s, you know, looking for housing and stuff like that. You want to see them on the ladder and to get sorted. So you're right, like, you have to, Sinead, you know, it's right, you have to take into account, you know, yourself and what's needed down the line. But if there is, you know, extra, I do think that you should give them now, to give them a help up, you know.
So that maybe 5 or 6 or 7 or whatever you're thinking, a gift in €1,000, it can mean an awful lot to somebody trying to gather a deposit together
that's
or buy a house.
Literally it. Yeah, that's it. I mean, and it's just getting harder and harder every day, and you can just see the frustration. So if you are in a position, I do think you should. I know you don't have to, but they're your kids and you want to. Like that thing in the past where it used to be printed in the paper how much you left behind, that's well gone and it doesn't matter. It's what you do with it and, you know, whatever is more important. I just think it's more important to give them a dig out now if you can.
What about Sinead's story there from the financial advisor about, you know, if you keep all the money, Karina, and you don't spend it on yourself, you can be sure your son-in-law will be flying business class.
That's exactly it. You know, they always say that, you know, that is so true.
Yeah.
If you hoard it and mind it, but somebody else will drink it dry for you, not a bother. So, you know, as I said, look after yourself and put a little bit away, but spread it and you'll enjoy it yourself. You'll get more from it. You'll see the benefits of it than what you're going to leave behind.
Even from a making memories perspective, doing something with your children or grandchildren, you know, like that can have as much value as anything.
Absolutely. That's just it. Like, do you know what I mean? I've seen people hoard money, put it away, and you know what I mean? And it's a sticker at the end. But why not go out and spend? You can't take it with you. You might as well enjoy it and, you know, give enjoyment to other people as well. Now, I'm not saying you make yourself skint and you don't have anything for your own care. But if you have a little bit, spread it around and you'll get as much from it as they will, to be honest, you know.
Evie is with us on the line. Evie, what's your experience? What's your story?
So I'm coming at this from a disability perspective. So as mentioned there about like rising house prices, so what might once have been considered a very modest family home can now push ordinary families over the threshold. But for families raising disabled children, that's particularly worrying because many, you know, disabled people are living on very, very little and they don't have opportunity to build savings or have financial security for themselves or even to ever own a home. So when parents hope to leave behind a home or savings, that's not about wealth. It's about making sure that their child will be safe and supported when they're not there anymore. Because there are parents out there who have children who need 24/7 lifelong care. And they worry about what kind of quality of life those children will have once the parents have passed on. And like disability comes at lifelong extra costs, therapies, accessible housing, transport. So what looks like a modest inheritance often simply covers the basics that the system doesn't.
So you think there should be changes there then around the tax bans for people maybe living with disabilities?
So for a disability-focused solution, I suppose the government should look at specific protections for families supporting disabled people, because inheritance in those cases isn't about ensuring, it's about ensuring long-term care and stability. It can't be kind of a one-size-fits-all approach, because we see it all the time in the headlines that, you know, it costs several thousand euros a year. It's very expensive to be disabled in this country or to care for someone who is disabled in this country. And it's about just, I suppose, peace of mind for those parents that, because they worry, what's going to happen to my child when we're gone? At least that peace of mind is there for them to go, okay, I've left whatever I can there. And I'm all about people spending their money when they're here.
And it's a point well made.
You know, my own father, you know, he's been going back and forth about his will and trying to decide how he's going to do it and everything like that. And I just say to him, look, leave whatever you want. Go on your holidays multiple times a year. You know, sometimes his kind of approach as well is that he'll help us out when we need him. He's like, sure, what's the point in waiting? You know, and he can see the benefit of, like, if he contributes to a family holiday, he can see the joy his grandchildren get from that, you know, and it gives him great satisfaction and great
money well spent.
Enjoyment to see. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Money well spent. And I'm very much like spend it away by your grand.
Enjoy it. Listener tells me they recently bought a home and got married in the same year. There's no way we could have done it without our parents' help and inheritance while they're still alive. It simply wouldn't have been possible otherwise. This texter's got in touch to tell me that they're in their 50s. We didn't receive any inheritance until we were actually well into our 50s, but it has now allowed us to go on great holidays, to travel abroad, to visit our children, to spoil our grandchildren, and generally to have a worry-free retirement. If we had received the money when we were younger, we would have just spent it on all of our own growing children and have no carefree retirement for ourselves. James Sexton is from the National End Discrimination and Inheritance Tax Campaign Group. James, you've been listening to our callers here over the past few minutes. What's your view on this?
Hello, Andrea. Very good to speak to you again.
You do.
I suppose I would respectfully have to disagree with some of Sinead Ryan's comments there, because this is the discriminatory issue that will not go away. We feel there is general consensus amongst the public now that our current inheritance tax rules are unfit for purpose. The current rules are completely out of step with modern Irish society.
In what way,
Andrea?
James?
Well, we have more than a million citizens who do not have children. And yet our tax system privileges one family model over all others. Now, we are most definitely not advocating for anything to be removed from parents and their children.
Mm.
But we are advocating for fairness, justice and equality for all the single and childless listeners and their loved ones listening today. Now, there were no changes in the last budget. So regrettably, Andrea, our Taoiseach and our Minister for Finance, Simon Harris, and our Minister for Equality, Norma Foley, they appear to still believe that the current inheritance tax rules are fair and equitable.
And because there was no changes brought around. And just to maybe explain that, James, to people, because that means if you're somebody, if you're a single person, so if you're not married and you don't have children, you might prefer to gift, you know, you might go to gift your house or whatever money or policies that you have to nieces or nephews or whoever you see fit, but those tax bands are a lot lower.
That's correct. I suppose, Andrea, if I come across a bit exasperated this afternoon, it's because I am. Because really, childless citizens and their loved ones, they need to wake up to the inequality and discrimination that is being allowed to take place through their silence. Because this is coming down the tracks for their loved ones, and there is nothing that they can do about it unless we have radical reform in our inheritance tax rules. And it's only, Andrea, by dealing with the facts and looking at the financial ramifications that all the childless listeners listening today and their families will understand this issue. And would it be okay, Andrea, if I just illustrate one quick example?
Yeah, maybe just one very quick example, James, because we're just tight on time, if you can.
Of course, yeah. So if we take a nephew or niece who is fortunate enough to inherit a home valued at €400,000 from a childless uncle or aunt, they will have a staggering, wait for it, Andrea, €118,800 in tax to pay within 12 months. Now, that home will almost certainly have to be sold by the nephew or niece to pay the tax due, often against the wishes of the deceased owner. Now, that can never be a very good solution, Minister Brown, to our housing crisis.
No, it's not. And I suppose, Sinead Ryan, because you have actually, you know, you've been talking about this in an article in the Irish Independent recently. It's not that you're advocating in any way for that, but there are quite a number of people, as James pointed out today, that are affected by this.
Well, look, tax is always a blunt instrument, and there is a huge disparity between Group A recipients, which are children at 400,000, and Group B recipients, which are nieces and nephews and grandchildren at 40,000. So I don't argue with that point at all. However, the person inheriting the home may have that tax bill indeed, may well have to sell the home to avail of it, but they're sitting on 280,000 that they didn't have before, clear and free. So why we apply wealth taxes, it's not whether it's right or wrong. This is how the government has chosen to do it. Mm. But I have never met anyone who wasn't happy to receive an inheritance, even if the tax had to be
but
paid
obviously
on it.
I know, but I think to James's point, if the wishes of the deceased person, you know, is to leave that house or their home house to their niece or nephew, like that house
indeed,
might ultimately have to be sold to allow that niece or nephew pay the tax on it.
Indeed. And of course, revenue doesn't distinguish between the type of asset. So whether it's granny's ruby ring or it's a house or it's cash in the bank, it all gets valued in probate and gets divvied up accordingly. Now, there are provisions, because you had a guest on earlier with a disabled child.
Right.
And there are specific provisions for that. So I don't want anyone to think that the government has done nothing with this. There is a specific relief called dwelling house relief, which is available in circumstances where somebody, it's their sole residence, they've always lived in the house and they will continue to live in the house, and it does not get caught up in the inheritance tax net as a result. It's kind of exempted. Now, it goes into arcane tax law, so I'd always say to people, go and visit a tax advisor, a specialist in this area, but there are reliefs available. And of course, everybody, all parents and anybody, can give €3,000 a year, completely tax-free, to somebody else. And this is a great help where people are saving money maybe for house deposits. So mom can leave €3,000 and dad can give €3,000. So that's €6,000 a year going to a son or daughter to help them towards their deposit. And it doesn't come into the inheritance tax net, which is fantastic.
Yeah, if people probably, if they're interested in little more on this, perhaps another day we'll have to bring in an inheritance tax advisor to help our listeners answer some of those questions. But just to James's point there, listeners getting in touch, I'm single, I'm in my 60s, I'm retired, I don't have kids, and I'm fortunate to own my own house. I have income from a rental property as well. I have no mortgage or loans though, and I'm in that position where I'm wondering how best to leave inheritance to my three nephews. Another texter again, yeah, what about single people, people with no kids, the allowance for nieces and nephews, that's a lot less than your own children, they'd almost get no allowance, suggests this listener. Drop us an email, lunchtimelive@newstalk.com, if you want to share your stories. For the moment though, that is presenter of The Home Show and Irish Independent consumer columnist Sinead Ryan, Cleona, Karina, Evie and James Sexton there from the National End Discrimination and Inheritance Tax Campaign Group.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan, weekdays at midday on Newstalk. Conversation that counts.